Welcome to today's daily teaching, and I'm very excited to keep moving on this topic of simplifying your life. And thank you so much, firstly, for yesterday's feedback that you all gave me. It was really, really nice to get your text messages to say you really resonated with the teaching. And also thank you for your lovely comments and feedback around what I was sharing about my personal journey around authenticity and really being yourself. So today, as we start the road to really creating that more simplistic life, there's a couple of things that we need to talk about first. So the first thing is, and I have spoken about this before, is about taking inspired action. So action steps that are going to bring you closer to where you want to go, but these action steps feel enjoyable. So a very basic example of this is that if you wanted to lose weight, for example, and you're on a restrictive diet and you're going to the gym all the time and you hate doing both, you're probably going to fail before you begin. If you like going for a walk with friends and socializing while you're doing it, that's a really enjoyable way to get out and exercise. And if you're to not limit yourself in terms of what you're eating, but even just half your portion sizes, that's a way of not being restrictive. So there's just more gentle and easier ways that are going to get you to closer to where you want to be and actually a lot quicker. The second part around all of this is really looking at what's not working in your life now and what is working. So when we're trying to break down things and simplify things, we have to declutter our life. So look at what's not working, what relationships are not working, what aspects of your career is not working, your finance aren't working, your emotional self, your physical self, your hobbies, your interests, like really go through all those main core areas of life and look at what isn't working for you right now. Ask the question why it's not working. And also then look at the areas that are working and ask yourself why they are working. Okay. And then what I would suggest for you to do is to sit down with a piece of paper. And I talked about this yesterday, and actually write down what a simple life looks like to you. So if you could have what you want, be in alignment with yourself, how would that be? Now, this isn't about things like, oh, I'd win the lotto and then I wouldn't have to work at all. You have to be realistic to where you are now. You can, of course, have very big goals and dreams that you want to achieve, but they have to be realistic from the place you are at this particular point, because again, you're setting yourself up for potential failure, which is only going to keep you stuck. When we want to create our simple life and bring things back to basics, it's about the happiness that we want. So what gives you happiness? And for most of us, and I know from working with people, it's actually very simple things. They want love in their life, they want to feel comfortable, and they want to feel secure, and they want to have some fun. And even if that is literally all you write on the page, which is there, that's what a simple life would mean to me, then that's fine. You might want to get more detailed. I have done this exercise a couple of times myself, and I do get quite detailed, but not pages and pages. I might just have one page on and kind of bullet pointed of where I see that simplistic life being, or how I see it being more so. And then what you do is you simply write on that piece of paper, what will take me closer to this and what will bring me further away? So we're looking at inspired action. What steps can I take that are enjoyable? You're looking then as well, when you're going through the simplistic life, of what's working and why is it not working? Sorry, what's working and why is it working? What's not working and why is it not working? And then this really interesting third piece, which is all about what's going to bring me close to it and what's going to bring me further away. Are my current action steps working? Are they bringing me closer to where I want to be or further away? And that is actually something you can ask yourself in any given moment. It's a very real tip I would give you, and a technique that I use myself. It's not even a technique, it's just a simple question. But when I ask myself that question, I get the answer straight away. When I say to myself, is this action, is this thought, is this belief, is this situation, is this person going to bring me closer to where I want to be or further away? If the answer is no, then I listen to that and I say, okay, well, what's the alternative to this? It's also about, like I was doing last week around the anxiety, it's about challenging your thoughts. It's about bringing yourself into this grounded space and figuring out how that works for you right now. So that's all I really want you to do for today. I'm going to be back tomorrow with another exercise around it. And I just really hope that from yesterday's teaching around being yourself, adding on to this, then we can learn to put those together over the course of the week and move forward. So I really hope you have enjoyed this. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, and have a wonderful Tuesday.